Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Championing the core conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
I'm a flag-waving patriotic nephew of my Uncle Sam, a rough-riding, fighting Yankee man.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find links to podcasts of all our previous episodes there. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Joining us now is United States Senator Roger Marshall. Senator, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend. And let me say, you're doing one heck of a job. I'm thrilled to death with what you've been doing so far. Keep up the work.
John, it's great to be back on. I would have tuned in just to listen to Johnny Cash again. I'm gonna have to turn some Johnny Cash on a little bit later myself, and what a great song.
Thank you, Senator. It's a pleasure. Doc, I know we don't have a whole lot of time with you this evening, so let's get right to it. Earlier this week, okay, Democrats announced their legislation to expand the U.S. Supreme Court. I saw you issued a statement on that. This legislation, for my listeners who may not know it, would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, and in turn provide the ability for Democrats to pack the court with four new liberal judges. You called it radical legislation that would alter the very fabric of our republic. If Nancy Pelosi can ram this through the House, do you think it stands any chance of passing in the Senate?
Well, I hope not. They would have to get rid of the filibuster, and happy to talk about that a little bit more. But I think what's important is your listeners understand why they want this power grab. Look, if they're going to pass unconstitutional laws, then they're going to need a liberal Supreme Court to keep them in play.
Right.
So there's just a pack of unconstitutional laws that they've already passed on the House side, trying to take away our freedom of speech, our freedom of religion, the federalization of elections, and on and on and on. So there is a direct assault now on our constitutional rights. You know, they used to just come after the sanctity of life in our Second Amendment, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now they're going after all of them.
Just this week, you sent a letter to President Biden asking him to reconsider his directive to conserve at least 30% of our private lands and waters by 2030. This is his 30 by 30 plan. We've been hearing a lot of it down here in Sedgwick County. Have you heard back from the White House yet from your letter? I'm sure you guys are buddies by now. But
No, John, we haven't yet. But I tell you what, I got an earful of this yesterday. We did five town halls in Southwest Kansas, and everywhere we went, this issue was brought up. Look, I'm in favor of personal property rights. 97% of Kansas lands are owned by Kansans. We're already practicing conservation. The farmers and ranchers of America were the original conservationists. We don't have to put land into the government's hand to practice conservation. It's a crazy concept. Again, a power grab. And just not a very well thought out policy. But no, President Biden's not called me back. To be honest, I don't think he will. He's a little bit upset with me.
Well, and frankly, they'd have to wake him up to do it anyway, probably. So Kamala might call you back. She seems like she's running things. I would expect the House will be sending you their quote-unquote infrastructure plan at some point. No. I had to laugh when I read that you described it as the grab your wallet bill, although I think that's a better name for it. Can you give us any idea what chance that has if it makes it over to the Senate?
Well, you just got a chance. So it can go through budget reconciliation, and you may have to do a whole course on Senate rules. I had to get one myself. But budget reconciliation allows a bill to pass the Senate with just 50 votes, but it has to do something with the budget, spending money, saving money, raising taxes. So in this case, it's a raising your taxes bill, so it can be part of budget reconciliation. It's a Green New Deal as well. You know, their concept of infrastructure in this bill, they only want to dedicate, they're going to borrow $2 trillion from your grandchildren. They're going to spend $115 billion on roads and bridges, but $170 billion on electric car chargers and a $300 billion tax credit for electric cars as well. So they want to drive the cost of gasoline up. They want to usher in this electric car before this nation can afford it. So, but this one's got a shot. We'll need Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to stand tall.
Yeah, this just emphasizes, you mentioned it earlier, how important it is that you guys don't allow the Democrats to change the filibuster rule. That's really what this is going to come down to. And back in the day, we did a show on this a week or two ago where we talked about. In the last year, last session, the Democrats used the filibuster 352 times. Now, all of a sudden, the filibuster's a bad thing.
Yep. Yeah, flip-flop hypocrites, right? So this is part of their power grab, and they're being hypocrites about it. Joe Biden himself, you know, is multiple times on record against losing the filibuster. The purpose of the filibuster is to make Democrats and Republicans work together so we have long-lasting legislation, long-lasting rules. If you could imagine trying to run a business and having the tax code change every 2 years.
Right.
We're trying to plan your estate with the estate taxes changing every 2 years as well. I think one of the reasons America's been successful is, number one, we are a nation of law and order, and number two, our orders, our laws are long-lasting as well. So we need to maintain the filibuster, and then, of course, we lose the filibuster. D.C. is going to be become a state, which is, again, unconstitutional. Federal election being controlled by the federal government, that's unconstitutional. The Supreme Court will get packed, and on we go.
I saw you visited the U.S.-Mexico border just last month. This was your third trip to the southern border since becoming a member of Congress. Now, this is the first time, however, that you went under this administration. Is it really as bad as we're seeing? And did you notice a difference between your visits this time versus the previous times?
You know, absolutely, John. I've done mission work all across the world, and this reminded me of a third world humanitarian mission project, a medical mission project. It's that bad now. I was there at its peak under President Trump. Before President Trump was able to implement all of his policies, I was down there. And this is now, I would say, 3 to 4 times worse than that. The amount of crowding going on, the number of people crossing the border, the number of people we're not catching, the human trafficking, the amount of drug trafficking. Joe Biden's policy is making the cartel rich. So they are making more money from smuggling humans than they did smuggling dope. So if you could imagine, there's probably 200,000 people crossing the border illegally every month now that we're catching, and there's twice that many we're not catching. So let's just say there's 600,000 people at $10,000 a pop. You can do the math on that, but we're making the cartel rich and powerful. It is a sad day for America. And just you feel so sorry for the kids. A third of them are being sexually abused, boys and girls being sexually abused, and then many of them sold into some type of human traffic or slavery, continue to work for the cartel. Mm. It's bad.
I know we've got to let you run. I just this week saw that you called for an investigation into what appears to be, I guess the only way you could say it is unlawful use of PPP loans by Planned Parenthood. Any chance they're actually going to look into this? I mean, it's the Biden administration. They love Planned Parenthood and abortion. So is there a chance they might actually look into it?
John, they'll slow walk it, you know, just like you said. You know, I think it's, you know, very clearly the Hyde Amendment says no federal monies can be used for abortion providers. Somehow they got several hundred million dollars. We tried to push back on it again, make being even stronger language in legislation. We were unsuccessful. No, I don't think that. I think they'll turn their cheek on this one, I bet. So here we go.
And yet we have small businesses that could use that money instead that's going to abortion providers. Doc, always a pleasure having you on the show. If folks want to keep in touch with you, it's marshall.senate.gov. for more information. And, of course, I imagine we'll see you next weekend up in Manhattan for the state convention, right?
Oh, we'll be there.
Awesome.
Can't wait for it.
Doc, it's great to talk to you. Thank you for joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, my friend.
All right, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break, and then NRA State Director Travis Couture Lovelady will join us to discuss a recent pro-Second Amendment legislation that passed this session and is awaiting Governor Kelly's signature or likely veto. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.